Hello, Jig.
Issa glanced at Darnak, then turned her head to take in the rest of the humans gathered on the wall. Jig scooted to the side and tugged Darnak's jacket.
Not now.
Jig grabbed his beard and tugged hard. Darnak spun.
Eh? What? What in the name of Earthmaker's singed beard is that?
Issa spread her arms and the temperature dropped still further. Jig flattened his ears, then reached into his cloak to check on Smudge. The fire spider was curled into a tight, fuzzy ball, and he wasn't moving. Jig cupped him in both hands and held him close to his chest.
I am Issa of the Winter Winds. I am the Frost Maiden. It was I who first summoned the snows of the north, and it was I who banished them again at the end of winter.
What did she say her name was?
Oh, never mind.
She's crazy. Even a limited manifestation like this uses a great deal of magic. She could draw Nock's attention before she's ready.
Issa smiled at Jig and crouched beside him.
I wanted to give you and your god one more chance to join me. Billa would prefer I freeze the blood in your veins and bring you to her as a frozen dessert, naturally.
Darnak thrust Jig to the floor and gripped his war club with both hands.
For Theodore!
He swung his club at Issa's head. The metal-studded wood shattered. Issa reached up to brush a bit of snow and wood from her shoulder. An arrow ricocheted from Issa's neck. She waved her hand. The wind flung three of Genevieve's archers from the wall. Jig turned expectantly to Genevieve. Though she had her sword drawn, she didn't try to use it. With her other hand, she gripped the inner railing.
I am Genevieve Wendelson, Princess of Adenkar. I presume you're the goddess who murdered my brother?
Billa murdered your brother. I just gave her the weapon to do it.
Issa turned her back on the princess and bent toward Jig.
Wouldn't you like to be on the winning side this time, Timolus? You could be a true god once again. Your name would be sung throughout the world.
Until the rest of the gods showed up to destroy us.
Whatever our differences, we belong together, Timolus. Don't tell me you haven't thought about me.
Issa reached up to stroke Jig's ear. Jig didn't know whether Issa was going to kill him or kiss him. Nor did he know which frightened him more, kissing a goddess of ice. He remembered what had happened after the first snowfall a month or so back. One of the goblins had dared Braff to lick a steel shield that had been left out in the cold. Even after Shadowstar healed his tongue, Braff had talked with a lisp for several days. Jig had no desire to freeze his lips to a goddess.
Actually, it's kind of fun. The trick is to...
I don't want to know!
Jig cracked his fingers to check on Smudge. The fire spider cringed at the cold, tightening his mandibles. Faint flares sparked from his bristles as he struggled to warm himself. The poor spider couldn't take much more of this. Neither could Jig, for that matter. Genevieve's cloak dropped over Issa's head.
Darnak, no!
Darnak leapt to help the princess. They yanked Genevieve's cloak, trying to drag Issa over the edge of the wall. She didn't budge. One hand ripped the cloak away and tossed it to the wind. The other shot out, grasping Genevieve by the throat.
You could be the god of the Autumn Star once again, bringing comfort and peace to your worshippers. It's what you are.
Issa stood, hauling Genevieve into the air. Darnak picked up Genevieve's dropped sword. He slammed it into Issa's arm, with no effect.
She doesn't miss me. She needs me. Once Nock is dead and his curse ended, the other gods will remember her. She can't hope to fight them all. Her only chance is to plead for peace. My power could influence things in her favor.
Well?
Tell her that what I am requires me to protect my son. Just as what she is requires her to be a heartless, frigid...
It says he'll think about it.
Indeed.
She grabbed Jig by the throat. Smudge grew hot enough to singe Jig's palms.
Perhaps I can encourage him to make up his mind.
Darnak slammed his shoulder into Issa's side. She scowled, but fortunately for Darnak, she was out of arms. Otherwise, she probably would have tossed him off the wall.
sorry about this, Smudge.
While Issa's attention was on Darnak, Jig closed his hand around Smudge and reached out until the fire spider was directly over Issa's head. In that instant, as Smudge figured out what Jig was about to do, the fire spider burned hotter than Jig had ever known. Jig dropped Smudge into Issa's hair. Steam shot from the top of Issa's head. Her eyes widened. She tossed Jig and Genevieve aside. She reached up to swat her hair, but Smudge had already melted down into her head. Issa's eyes crossed as Smudge sank behind her face. Jig could see Smudge scrambling to climb out, but all he accomplished was to widen the icy pit in Issa's head.
Cursed goblins! Belong
At that point, Smudge reached the neck, and Issa collapsed.